introduce the six ACT guests that we have. All of these six guests have done, an extensive amount of work. Within both, of course, ACV, but also outside of ACV, they've helped the blinded, low-vision community in countless ways, and I could probably use the entire 30 minutes or more to talk about all of them, but I'm going to go one by one, and our first right now is somebody who's worked as the secretary for the American Council of Blind. She's also the immediate past second vice president for the American Council of the Blind, and Lee from Washington State, and she's here with us, so please welcome Marlena Lieber.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Wow. What a great convention this is, you guys. This is just, you know, coming back, I was here 2 years ago, and I think of you guys so often. One of the wonderful things that was given to me when I was here is was a big, beautiful, round, cola wood bowl, and that bowl sits on my coffee table, and it is the home for beautiful tropical air plants. And so every time I touch that, I feel the aloha. I really do. So my memories of HAB. Well, back in, you know, you get old and you forget the years. So we're going to guesstimate because I'm old. It was either 79 or 80 in there. ACB started working on bringing the ability for us to bring our guide dogs to Hawaii without going through all the quarantine process. And at that time, I was president of Guide Dog Users Incorporated. And I was like this, you know, young whippersnapper, something 20s kid. I was going to change the world by getting those guide dogs into Hawaii. And how well I remember Coletta Whitcomb, who was Coletta Davis, and Linda Cote. And those two women were so incredibly helpful to me. And then, of course, I met Warren, and I saw energy in action. And, you know, it took a lot of years, but thanks to the dogged determination of HAB, no pun intended, by the way, the dogged determination, when I landed here this week, I walked up to the top of the jetway. They looked at my dog. They checked to make sure she was my dog by the microchip. And here we are, able to bring our guide dogs to Hawaii.
Yay.
I also want to take just a second to think about Philo. I guess it was 3 years ago, maybe, was that convention, national convention, and I was walking down the hall, late as always, and this guy grabbed me, and he said, "Stop, don't go anywhere." I said, "Okay." He said, "I'm Philo, you're coming to Hawaii." I said, "Oh my gosh, okay." So, and then Philo called me after I was here, and he said, "Now you're going to talk to RSVA." I said, "Yes, sir. What else would you like me to do?" And I cannot be up here and not remember, even though he's here, and I shouldn't let his head get any bigger, but my pal Don Thompson. Don, you are such a ray of joy. You really are. And John calls me at a national convention and he says, "You got time to talk to me?" So Don, the thing I remember most about you, and I can't wait to hear it again, is, and I quote, "Thompson, Hawaii!" Thank you so much. And just before I go, I want to tell you that the day that I got Art's letter was very of invitation. It was a very bad day for me. I just learned that I needed 2 pretty serious surgeries, and I've had one since, but I, you know, I was on my pity party and locked myself in the bathroom and was crying my eyes out, and my husband Gary came and he knocked on the door and he said, "When you're through with your pity party, I got a hell of a deal out here for you from Hawaii." Thank you for being my incentive to be well enough to be here today. Aloha.
Thank you so much, Marlena. So next up, we have another person who, of course, has done so many great things for our community, and also who probably loves Hawaii so much that he's going to be coming back very soon, but he's served on the Executive Board of Directors of ACB, and he's also the current First Vice President of the American Council of Hawaii. So we have Jeff Tom up next. Please welcome him.
Thank you. The perfect height, too. That's great. So you have to move it. So, when Leslie and I think of HAB, we think of your greatest resource, and that's your people. Obviously, got to start with Philo. Philo learned the lesson that I'm still trying to learn. I was always told, whenever you're with your kids, you have to give them your undivided attention. Philo did that with whoever he was around. You always felt like you were the center of his universe. And that was just amazing. I also remember he always seemed to have a Heineken in his hand. Yeah, that's it. And you know another person who did much the same thing as Julie. She left a smaller, she leaves a smaller footprint, but in the same quiet, uncertain way, she did much the same thing. Warren, well, what can I say about you, Warren? Passion, dedication. Without you, we definitely wouldn't be here today celebrating the 50th anniversary. Can't say enough about the hard work. I also remember how it was Warren who stood up for California in the days when we needed help a long time ago, too. Maureen, your infectious laugh. And on the negative side, yes, I have a couple of negatives. All the money you cost me in the shopping with my wife. And Art, you're stepping forward to take the reins, the commitment that you've shown. That is really incredible. Miles, what a great family man. What a treasure you are to this organization. But I do have to come up with another negative, and that is, yes, Don Thompson. The Andy Rooney of this organization. The smart curmudgeon. But my negative doesn't have anything to do with that. My negative is the guy from Modesto who's a darn Dodger fan. That just doesn't... Yeah, we have a lot of memories. We were here for the 40th. This is just amazing. Perhaps our greatest memory wasn't an HAB function. It was a year ago when we were on a cruise and we came here, and there were probably 15 of you that came out to dinner. I don't know if it was to come see us or to have dinner. I really don't know which it was. But it was great, and I think my Leslie's nephew, who had been stationed here in the Coast Guard, was blown away to see so many people at one time coming out here. So it was really... The overarching theme is Ohana. We have been so blessed to be part of your HAB family, and it will certainly be one of the things I will most treasure in my ACB lifestyle. So thank you very much for all that you've done for for Leslie and I.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff. So next up, we have a man who, in particular, I think he's done a lot of work with computer-assisted technology around the country, and somebody who we're very thankful to have here with us. And he's the president of the Bay State Council of the Blind, and he's also director at the Carroll Center, the Computer Training Services. We have Brian Charleston. So please welcome.
Trying and failing to keep up with Philo in the bar? No, that would Would it be a memory of sitting on the floor in the back room over at the pagoda and having him show me a ukulele for the first time? And I have to tell you, when I got on the plane in Boston, I brought with me my ukulele, which I bought with winnings from attending Sagebrush. So, you know, it all comes around and turns around in that regard. When we think of HAB, we always think of the leaders that you sent to the national convention. Hearing Warren come up to the microphone and challenge the rest of us to do what Hawaii was doing and support scholarships, support the Braille Forum, support the activities of our national staff and national leadership. We were always challenged by HAB to be the best we could be. Still, to this day, I think of the, not last year's state, but I think it was the year before. You don't want to call your wife and explain that you're going to be stuck in Las Vegas an extra day because it's snowing in Boston. But that was nonetheless true. And so, I ended up staying at a little motel motel near to the airport because Sagebrush always happens over the course of the Valentine's Day week. And the hotel had no room for me to stay one more day. So they sent me off to this little, well, I don't know that they rented by the hour, but they could have. And because I didn't want to stay there the next morning, even though my flight didn't leave until the afternoon, I took myself over to the airport there in Las Vegas and sat in the gate area where I was going to be picked up and got a little package. So I went over to one of those little food stands in the airport in Las Vegas and ordered a burger or something like that. And the lady gave me my change back. She was very careful. She said, okay, here's the pocket change. You know what that is. And then here's 2 5s and 3 1s, since you counted them out in my pocket. I said, you got that down. And she said, I said, that's terrific. And she said, well, it's no big deal. My uncle's blind. And I said, your uncle? I maybe know him. Oh, you wouldn't know him. He's from Hawaii. I said, I've just been here with a bunch of people that include people from Hawaii. What's his name? He looked too. So when you wonder whether or not you're making an impact, it's everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Thank you so much for inviting Jim and I back here. I'm going to have to go back home and look in that old photo album that showed me speaking as your speaker here many years ago. I was wearing a very conservative gray suit, white shirt, blue tie. But that's the only way you could recognize me, because after all the ladies were laid around my neck, all you could see was my shades just over the top of all of those rooms. It's a great picture, and thank you so much for your hospitality.
Next up, we have another familiar name who I'm sure most of you know. He's worked extensively with the Missouri Council of the Blind, and also he is a former American Council of the Blind president. So please welcome Chris Gray.
Thank you very much, Antonio. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. What a pleasure it is to be here. always great to visit with the Hawaii Association of Hawaii. And I thank you for your invitation and for caring enough about ACB and hopefully the help I've given you over the years to invite me and my wife Marvelina to be here. Many of you may not know, Marvelina's father is Hawaiian. So it's especially wonderful for her to get back and so forth. Hawaii Association of Hawaiian is an organization I've known under a name or two. I began to read about you guys way back in the mid-1970s. I read this magazine, I haven't read it for years, but I think it's called the Braille Monitor. And every couple of issues, I'd read about this guy named Warren Toyama. And I thought, you know, this guy's making things happen. And some years later, you guys came along and joined ACB, and I began to meet people. When I was running for the presidency of ACB, I called Warren up. I let him know my intention and so forth. And he said, it was the first time I've really heard this expression. He said, well, we need to talk some story. And Warren and I have talked a good bit of story over the years in that time. And that back room at the pagoda where you guys often have your activities on Friday nights, I spent many, many a happy evening in there conversing with Warren, talking about the movement, and basically just talking about how we can succeed. Warren discussed with me many years ago his education initiative. And when I see this morning the relationship between HAB and your education community in Hawaii, it makes me proud of you, and it makes me think about going back to Missouri and see what I can inspire to happen out there, because what you've done here is fairly unique, whether you know it or not. Not many of our affiliates are as tied in to your rehab teachers and to your educational system as you guys are here in Hawaii. It's a great thing. It's a really great thing. Now, when I first got my invitation to come here, I thought, you know, oh man, maybe we can organize a Warren Toyama roast. I guess that didn't happen, but I was thinking about a few things I might mention. And there's so many good things to say about Warren, and actually I'm about to say a good thing, but it's kind of an amazing thing, and I'm sure not amusing to Warren whatsoever. But you guys have, to the best of my knowledge, and I'm somewhat of an ACB historian, you have, to the best of my knowledge, the only state president who, as president and as a worker for blind vendors and for blind Hawaiians, found himself spending a night in the calaboose. Warren, I don't think I know another president who got arrested and taken downtown, and you did it, and you succeeded, and you prevailed. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Tribute to you and HAB. And there are so many other things I could say. And I think we all have our Warren stories, and of course our Philo stories. I remember meeting Philo, and he did give you his undivided attention. There's no doubt about that. One time, Marvelin and I drove with him in his van. I forget where we were going. It was about a 45-minute drive on the way over and on the way back. Philo sang Elvis Presley songs, and we just had the best time. And the camaraderie and the community in his van was just so exemplary of Hawaii. And whenever we get together, partly I think because Marvelina was from Hawaii and partly because it's just kind of who Philo was, there wouldn't be an HAB convention went by that he wouldn't sing for us the Hawaiian wedding song. That's what camaraderie you have here. It is so commendable and so enjoyable. I thank you for it. And as Marlena said, I think we've all had a nice gift of one kind or another from you. You guys once gave me a koa wood clock. And it hangs in my office, and it's hung in every office, and it will continue to do so as a memory of all of you who you are and what you do for the blind in Hawaii and throughout this country. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Chris. So the ACB All-Star list is going to continue here with our next guest. We've got another former president of the American Council of the Blind who's made it all the way over here to Hawaii to be with us. So coming from California, so please welcome Mitch Pomerantz.
Aloha and mahalo to HAB.
Aloha.
You know, the real reason I think we were invited over here is that half the folks in HAB think that Donna is Hawaiian because of her consumption of Spam. That's not true, however. When Art approached me last summer at the convention, I really considered it an honor and privilege to have the opportunity to address the 50th anniversary convention of the Hawaii Association of Blind. I must say, while the resolution this morning was being read, I was thinking about my local Lions Club. We do a lot of tail twisting, for those of you who are Lions or know anything about it, and we're kind of a tough crowd. And I heard that resolution this morning. I was thinking about the fellow who's our tail twister this year, Dick Caston, and Dick would have been proud of that. Before making a few comments, though, there are a couple of names who have not been mentioned this morning that I think need to be acknowledged because of their connection to HAB. Al and Connie Gill, who we lost this past year. I learned a lot from Al, and I went to school with Connie 70 or 80 years ago. But they were close to California, they were close to Hawaii, and Don Thompson, I know you and Al were school chums and close friends, and we all miss the Gills. My memories of this organization go back to before we were part of ACB. Hawaii and California, the affiliates at one time, were part of the National Federation of the Blind. And when we got sideways with the Federation beginning in 77 and into 78, and ultimately got kicked out, it was Warren Toyama and Don Thompson and Philo II who stood beside us, and when we ultimately became part of ACB, thankfully, the Hawaii Association came with us, as did Washington, and in fact, for many years thereafter, I proposed that Kenneth Jernigan receive the membership award for ACB. In fact, I forgot Iowa. Sorry about that, Don and Bob, but Iowa was part of that as well, ultimately. So we thought that Jernigan should get the award for assisting ACB in membership building. This is my fourth HAB convention. My first one was in 96. And Brian talked about a tie and his suit, so I have my story to tell. Speaking of names from the past, many of you remember Alan and Leona Jenkins. And Alan, of course, at the time, was the director of the Orientation Center for the Blind up in Northern California. There were three of us from California that year, Alan, Leone, and myself. and I walked into the banquet, and you know, I wasn't, as Donna puts it, I wasn't raised by wolves. So I am in a suit and tie. And I sit down at the table with them, and we're making small talk prior to dinner. And I turn to Leone and I say, "So, Leone, how many of us in this room, how many of the men in this room are wearing suits and ties, coats and ties?" And she said, "Oh, just you and my husband." I am now wearing my favorite Hawaiian shirt. And aside from because I'm here, the other reason I now have a collection of Hawaiian shirts is, aside from being a big Dodger fan, I went. He'll get over it. I'm a proud alumnus of the University of Southern California, and our announcer, he stopped doing it during our bad times, but when USC was doing very well in a Pete Carroll a few years ago, if SC got behind, he would take off the shirt he was wearing on top, and he had a Hawaiian shirt. and always we came back to win those games where he had his Hawaiian shirt on. So I started wearing Hawaiian shirts. Ladies and gentlemen, again, it has been an honor to be here and to be to attend all of the HAB conventions before that I've been to. I want to thank Art and Warren and Don and the rest of the leadership and the veteran members of the Hawaii Association of the Blind for what you do here. You have been a stalwart. You have been one of the strongest ACB supporters that we've had over the years. And I thank you. I wish you well, and mahalo.
Is particularly interesting for me because this past summer when I was at Minneapolis, I was lucky enough to go as a scholarship winner. She was on stage at the podium and she shook my hand, and now I'm on stage and I get to welcome her on. So she was the former first vice president and current president of our American Council of the Blind. Please welcome Kim Charlson.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here and to be able to speak to all of you, and what a dynamic and growing organization the Hawaii Association of the Blind is. You are amazing. So my memories go back to the first time I came to an HAB conference, and I believe it was in 1999. And it was right after the settlement of the guide dog access to Hawaii case in the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco. And Brian had a guide dog at that time, and I did as well. And we were not the first couple to come under the new requirements, but we were the third and the fourth guide dog users. The week before, I remember Janine Stanley, who was the president of GNUI at the time, came with her husband. And they were on TV about the guide dogs being able to come, and they did all kinds of things. So when Brian and I came a few days later, we'd be walking down the street and they go, "There's those people! They're famous! Those are the first guide dogs to come to Hawaii and not have to go to court." And we heard this everywhere they went. So I have to say, they had great publicists, but we got all the benefits because everybody thought we were getting Janine, the first two guide dogs to come to Hawaii. So memories, the Pagoda Inn. That is just such a fun memory. So my first dog that came to Hawaii was Jubilee. I now have Dolly, and I was very surprised to sit down at the table, and the lady across the table, when I said, "Dolly, sit down," she said, "I am." And she told me that her work name is Dolly, that's Dolores. So she loved my dog. I had to make sure she was still on the end of the leash because she was a stealer. So Dolly came to Hawaii in 2011 with me. And as Warren would often do, he says, "We want you to come. You are going to be someone important." I said, "I am." "We want to get to know you." So I said, "All right," and we came in 2011. And that was an amazing day, because when I left Boston, landed in Chicago, I got off the plane, and the TV was blaring the news that there had been an earthquake in Japan, and there was a tsunami heading for Honolulu. And I said, "Oh my God, what's gonna happen to me?" You know? And the airline folks said, "Oh, well, they're having a tsunami watch right now, but we're going to take off. By the time we get there, it'll be all over and you'll be fine." I said, "Are you sure?" So that was the day I landed here in Hawaii for the first time with Dolly. That's the convention that I remember sitting at the lunch table when in walked Governor Abercrombie, who had been out on the road for 48 hours straight, but he wasn't about to miss his lunch date with the Hawaii Association of the Blind and his friends Warren and Hilo. And he had his Hawaiian shirt on and his jeans, and he was just the governor, and he was dirty, and he didn't care. He was a great guy. And I had the opportunity to sit next to him again when I returned in 2014. About 5 minutes after I was elected the first woman president of the American Council of the Blind in 2013, there was someone tapping on my arm. And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "It's Warren." I said, "Oh, thank you." And he said, "You come to Hawaii next year." I said, "Well, I don't have my calendar right this moment, but I think I'd love to do that." And so I had the opportunity again to see Governor Abercrombie. I was sad to hear that he wasn't reelected, because what a friend of the Hawaii Association of the Blind. That man truly is committed to this organization. But the other thing I got to do in 2014 was get to know a wonderful lady named Londa. And Londa was assigned to me as my personal guide and planner, I think. She made sure I got everywhere. And she took me to the Capitol. And we were going to visit some legislators, and we went on a tour. And I got to meet Senator Willis Sparrow with Londa. And we sat down, and I told him I was a librarian, that I ran the Braille and Talking Book Library in Massachusetts. And he started to talk about his haiku and his book of haiku. And I said, "Well, we could make that accessible so that the people of Hawaii could read your book." And you think I would have handed him a check for $1 million? He was so happy. And he gave me a copy. He still sends me emails. "How are you doing? You are so good to me. Thank you." But we did make his book accessible as a digital talking book, and we gave a copy to the Hawaii Library so that they could provide it to all the people here who might want to read his poetry. So those are some of my memories of a very special organization, and thank you so much for making a place for all of us from the American Council of the Blind in your 50th anniversary celebration. Mahalo.
Thank you, everybody, for all those nice memories and thoughts. You know, I just wanted to share with you folks in the room, especially for those of you that could not see, we did a lot of magic in the last 25, 30 minutes here. You should have seen Antonio and Terry and Bobby working the room here. We had to move everybody up and back into their seats really quickly, fast, without anything that goes wrong. So because of that, we're pretty much caught up on time, I think. But we're still working on it. So anyway, I'd like to bring up Sharon Ige, and she is going to